All right, last week I did a segment on a few book reviews, just cleaning up from summer vacation and training camp. I'd read three sports books. As I'm back to reading a book a month, started that back again last year, and I'm actually ahead of pace. I finished my August book of the month 2 days ago, so I've got room to play with here.
Okay.
And as we'll talk a little more about tomorrow, I'm going to have some downtime coming up where I'll be able to read a lot, I think. So I'm optimistic about maybe getting to 20 books this year, something I'm not sure I've ever done in my life. I think 12 or 14 is about the most I've ever read. But while I enjoyed all those sports books, my August book was about the Coyote. And I got on a good sports book kick, and I really enjoyed that. But while we were on summer vacation in New Mexico, I went into this little store in Santa Fe, and there was a book on a shelf called Coyote America by Dan Flores, who is a Santa Fe resident. And this book was written about 7 or 8 years ago. And I've always been interested in the coyote. We see them everywhere. We have the news reports here in the Metroplex that we have coyotes living amongst us. You go to White Rock Lake and you see signs out, beware of the coyotes, because their population seems to be increasing in big cities. And I talked to the shop owner and he said, that's a great book. You'll love it. You'll learn more about the coyote than you ever thought you wanted to know.
So I hear them every night and saw a pack of them driving into work today.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere out by me.
Well, would you believe this? The author says that in present-day America, there is a coyote living within a mile of every American.
Every American.
Isn't that amazing?
Has a coyote within a mile.
Because now we have coyotes not just in the middle of nowhere. We have coyotes living in Manhattan. We have coyotes living in Los Angeles. We have coyotes living in Dallas. And there's a population of, it's hard to determine, as you'll learn why, but it's believed there are about 4 million coyotes living in America.
Okay.
And the history of the coyote is pretty fascinating. This is an animal that has been around for a very long time. It evolved starting 5.5 million years ago. Present day coyote, the North American coyote that we all know, this kind of scrawny looking, could be a dog, could be a wolf, with kind of long skinny legs, that's been with us for about 500,000 years here in North America. And in fact, the coyote is the first known religious symbol on this continent. So before European settlers brought Jesus here, or any other religious icon, the Native Americans in North America worshiped the coyote. They were one of their deities, and they saw the coyote as responsible for the creation of the world. So the coyote is the first known religious symbol in North America. They revere the coyote. And in this book, he tells a lot of North American coyote folk tales that are really interesting. The coyote is very, in most of these tales, very brash, very brazen, very cocky.
It seems so beaten down and afraid of everything.
I know. Skittish.
Yeah. But as this book tells, the coyote is more human-like than just about any animal. And much more human-like than I ever realized. They're incredibly smart. They're incredibly intuitive. They have this unbelievable instinct for survival, the likes of which maybe only humans equal. Very few other animals have been able to replicate what the coyote has done to stay alive. And that's the most disturbing thing about this book that I did not know about. There has been this incredible 100-year campaign in this country to completely eradicate the coyote population.
Huh.
And it so much so that around 100 years ago, the government, and this has always been fueled by farmers and ranchers who believe that coyotes are killing their cattle, when in fact, very few coyotes have been guilty of killing cattle over the years, coyotes eat rodents, or they come in after a wolf or a bear or something else has killed a cow, and they scavenge.
Yeah, I don't see them taking down a cow.
No.
No.
They love rabbits. They'll tear through rabbits and cats.
Small dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, their number one thing they eat are rodents. They're very valuable to our ecosystem because they control the rodent population. But yes, also rabbits and cats and little dogs, anything smaller than them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not interested in taking down big game. They're only interested in watching from the hills. And when something else takes down big game and is finished with it, then they'll move in and they'll get whatever's left of the carcass.
Did it address why they are so skinny?
I think they just have to scrounge for food all the time.
Are they always just looking for food? They're just not getting enough. They don't get three squares a day?
I think that's it. Yeah.
Are they kind of a North American version of a hyena?
They're kind of a North American version of a jackal. And so when Europeans came here, they thought that the coyote was a jackal because that's what they have in Europe, and they're very similar looking, but in fact, they're not jackals. They are their own thing. They're North American coyotes. Now, over the years, they have crossbred with dogs and even occasionally, oddly, wolves. I believe red wolves. Gray wolves are the coyote's natural enemy.
They can breed with dogs and wolves?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So back to this eradication campaign that the government launched. They even built strychnine factories in the American West, because that's where the large coyote population was. And year after year after year, they would place as many as 3 million little bait stations in the wilderness trying to kill coyotes. And there was this big political movement because a lot of the constituents, the farmers and ranchers, they wanted these coyotes, all these predators, they wanted them killed. Out of the way. So the government for a long time and still to this day is trying to kill coyotes. There are the number of coyotes that this government has killed. It's in the, I'm going to guess it may even be in the hundreds of millions. The numbers he has in this book are staggering.
Wow.
And the ways that over the years the government tried to kill coyotes, and it's been a topic for every president, oddly, which I didn't know.
But coyotes.
But the ways, having contests, you know, coyote killing contests, which still go on in several of our states. And they'll just be these huge fields of dead coyotes. And it's really disturbing because, as the author keeps coming back to, these are beautiful creatures. They're human-like. And they don't really ever attack humans. There have been maybe 10 cases of coyotes attacking humans. We had one in the Metroplex where a coyote went after a jogger. But it's very, very, very rare. Yet we've been trying to kill them. Well, we tried to kill off the gray wolf and we succeeded.
Yes.
We have been trying to kill off the coyote and their numbers are stronger than ever before. And this is maybe the most fascinating thing in the book. The average coyote litter is 5.7 pups.
Okay.
But those litters can range from 2 pups to 19 pups.
Jeez.
Based on the population needs. Coyotes have the ability to figure out by howling and judging how many howls come back to determine the coyote population around them. So when the American government was in full force trying to kill these coyotes, instead of having 5 pups, they had 19 pups.
Dang.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
They have this innate ability to produce more when they feel threatened. And then when times are good, in other words, they stabilize their population depending on what's going on. When they don't feel threatened, they only have 2 or 3 pups. But they always manage to keep a stable, constant population here in North America.
They're pretty adaptive, too. I can't believe the big packs you will see in the city.
Yeah.
Where do they find cover? And I don't see a lot of dead coyotes on the road.
What happens to their bodies afterwards? Like, why do you not see more dead coyotes around?
I don't know.
Of course, I have that question on every animal. It seems like we should see more dead squirrels than we see.
But I'm thinking the coyote is, I guess, better than the deer at avoiding traffic.
But Gordon,
there's
you're
not
talking,
as many of them, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
And Gordon, you're talking about just a coyote who dies of old age, or a squirrel. We never see those bodies.
Yes. Why don't we see a bunch of skeletons everywhere?
Right. It's a good question.
I guess they're all consumed. Maybe coyotes eat their own after they die.
I didn't read that in this book, but I guess anything's possible.
Pigs will do that.
Oh, yeah.
Coyotes started showing up in big cities in force about 40 or 50 years ago. Originally, when our cities were settled, we pushed the coyotes to the outskirts. And they wouldn't come back in our cities because we didn't have any dog ordinances. So people's pet dogs would keep the coyotes away. But once cities started up with dog ordinances, coyotes moved back in. They thought, well, that dog has to be on a leash. That dog's in a fence. So now we have free run of the city. And that's when they started populating big cities, and they are even in Manhattan. By the 1980s, most big cities had a pretty large population of coyotes living there.
So I wonder how many coyotes are in Central Park. Because that's where they'd have to live, right?
You would think.
There's no way it can be trotting down Broadway.
Right.
Maybe they've rented some apartment, like 50 of them live in it.
They do in
now
this
you're
book.
Being silly.
In this book, they also have pictures, though, that people have snapped. For example, in New York, there was a coyote on a subway train just sitting in one of the seats, a coyote on a bus.
See there?
So they can.
They're
find
smart.
They find their way into these places. Some of these probably by accident. But the coyote has always been given a bad rap. That's another constant theme in this book, Coyote America by Dan Flores, my August book of the month. That the coyote has been the most persecuted, has the worst PR of any animal in American history. In the 1980s, they took a poll and it was voted the most hated animal in the United States, even more hated than rattlesnakes and spiders.
Wow.
So
I get it.
We have always hated coyotes, and there have been a few people that have tried to change the coyote narrative over the years, including Walt Disney. He loved coyotes. He thought they were unfairly persecuted, and he made a couple films in the 1960s to make coyotes look lovable. And then, maybe the most famous coyote of all is Wile E. Coyote from the Looney Tunes cartoons, the Coyote and the Roadrunner, Roadrunner and Coyote. And we all love that cartoon, but even in that cartoon, the coyote was seen as the foil and never got anything right. And
see, I always rooted for him. Just
kind of did too.
That smart aleck Roadrunner, just take care of him.
Roadrunner wasn't smart aleck.
Oh my gosh,
he was just fast.
He was fast, and he was the Gordo of that cartoon.
What?
Somehow he could run into a mountain that was
it was just painted, a painting on
but,
the side of a cliff,
the coyote couldn't. Yeah,
yeah, but didn't they kind of ruin Wile E. Coyote when they made him talk? Or did you like it when he talked?
No. I liked it when he didn't talk. Much funnier. It
needs to be a silent cartoon.
Driving to work, and I live in the middle of the city, I would say 4 or 5 times a year, I will be driving down our street, and I'll see a coyote in somebody's yard. So they are living they're within a mile of me. I know that.
Everywhere.
You, of course, see him out in the country. On summer vacation in New Mexico, saw coyotes everywhere. I go for a mountain bike ride, and I always will spot a coyote.
And I have some woods near me, and anytime there's a siren in the distance, those things start howling, and there's like 30 of them, like right beside my place. I mean, I never see them.
Isn't that fascinating?
I mean, I see a coyote maybe once a year.
But you hear them.
But I hear them all the time.
Isn't that interesting? We were on a hike in New Mexico in the summer, and suddenly, out of nowhere, we heard this horrific cacophony of coyote screams. It sounded like at least a couple, if not more, were all in this horrific fight with each other or something, and it lasted for 2 minutes, and it was one of the scariest things ever, because it sounded like it was real close. Then we were trying to figure out, were those coyotes fighting with each other over a carcass, or was that a bear that got a hold of a coyote or two and was teaching them a lesson or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think they're beautiful animals. I've always been intrigued, but I've never known there was so much to know about the coyote until I read this book, Coyote America. It was written about 8 years ago by Dan Flores. I recommend it if you want to learn everything there is to know about this constant companion of ours in North America and this animal that just will not die. It refuses to be put to the brink of extinction like a lot of animals.
They're our above-water ally.
Yes, that's what the coyote is.
Nessie is our underwater ally.